Molar pregnancy by All-Star Medics. Definition: molar pregnancy is a gestational trophoblastic disease where tissue that normally develops into a fetus grows abnormally, forming a mass of cystic vesicles in the uterus. It is potentially malignant and requires prompt diagnosis and treatment. Two main types: complete mole, no viable fetus, entire placental tissue abnormal. Partial mole, abnormal fetus present, often non-viable. Epidemiology: most common in women under 20 or over 35 years of age. Previous history of molar pregnancy. Nutritional deficiencies, e.g., low carotene or protein. History of miscarriage or infertility treatment. Clinical presentation. Signs and symptoms: vaginal bleeding, often brownish, watery, or grape-like tissue. Uterus larger than gestational age, with no palpable fetal parts. Severe nausea and vomiting. Hyperemesis gravidarum. Excessive vaginal discharge of trophoblastic tissue. Rapid uterine growth. Signs of anemia due to heavy bleeding. Occasionally, hyperthyroidism, due to high HCG levels. Investigations. 1. Laboratory tests. Serum beta HCG, markedly elevated for gestational age. CBC, assess for anemia. Liver and renal function tests if persistent vomiting or systemic effects. 2. Imaging. Ultrasound. Classic snowstorm or cluster of grapes appearance. Absence of fetal cardiac activity in complete mole. Assess for theca lutein cysts in ovaries. 3. Histopathology. Confirm diagnosis post-evacuation, MVA or DNE. Helps distinguish between complete and partial mole. Treatment. Immediate measures. Stabilize patient if bleeding or anemia is present. Correct fluid and electrolyte imbalances. Uterine evacuation. Preferred method, suction curettage. Manual vacuum aspiration, MVA, or electric vacuum aspiration. Cervical preparation may be required for large uterine size. Avoid sharp curettage to reduce the risk of perforation. Post-evacuation care. Monitor beta HCG levels weekly until undetectable, then monthly for 6 months to 1 year. Contraception. Avoid pregnancy during monitoring period. Follow-up imaging if beta HCG plateau or rises. Rule out persistent trophoblastic disease. Complications to monitor: persistent trophoblastic neoplasia, excessive hemorrhage, hyperthyroidism or preeclampsia-like symptoms in early pregnancy. Rarely, pulmonary embolism. Pharmacological support: blood transfusion if severe anemia, antiemetics for hyperemesis, methotrexate or chemotherapy if persistent disease. Patient education: importance of regular follow-up and beta HCG monitoring. Signs of complications: heavy bleeding, abdominal pain, fever. Avoid conception during monitoring period. Psychosocial support, as this may be emotionally distressing. Summary, key points. 1. Molar pregnancy is a gestational trophoblastic disorder requiring prompt diagnosis and evacuation. 2. Classic signs: vaginal bleeding, large uterus, absent fetal parts, hyperemesis. Diagnosis: ultrasound plus beta HCG. Treatment: suction curettage with follow-up beta HCG monitoring. Complications: persistent trophoblastic disease, anemia, hyperthyroidism. Contraception and psychosocial support are essential for post-treatment care.